We're in Simin Kuf Mem Gimel in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and we're up to Sif Dalad, which is actually quite a long Sif, and we'll be spending several days on it. The Sif is dealing with the halacha of a toast that is found in a Sefer Torah in the middle of the Kriya. What do you do then? So the Mishnah Berurah gives something of an introduction to understanding it, and that is that according to most poskim, according to Rov Rishonim, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim, a Sefer Torah that is pasul, one cannot lain from. And if you find that the Sefer Torah you were laning from has been pasul, really you aren't Yotza. So that if it happens in the middle of laning, say it's on a Shabbos where you need Shiva Kruim, and you called up three people in the first Sefer Torah, you find a mistake in it, then we understand that Limafreya, retroactively, you have not had three Kruim. You'll still have to lay in the Parsha. You'll have to go back and lay in the Parsha and have Shiva Kruim. This is what most Rishonim hold. There's one day in the Rishonim that you are Yotza Kriya Satorah, even with a Sefer Torah that is Pasul. So the Beis Yosef brings the Maribe Rav, who allows us to rely on the Shita Bidi Evid. Bidi Evid means with regard to the past. So that everything that was already lained in the Sefer Torah that is pasul, we say, was all right. But mikan ulahabo, we do not rely on that shita, because that's lechatchila. And lechatchila, we go by the shitas of Rov Rishonim. Based on that, let's read the Mechaber. Im nimtza tos b'sefer Torah b'shas kriya. What happens if a mistake is found in a Sefer Torah, found in a Sefer Torah at the time of the laning? Motzin Sefer Torah acheres, you take out another Sefer Torah, umaschilin mimokum shenimtza atos, you begin from where the mistake was found, umashlimin hakorim al osun shekoru b'muta, and whatever number of kruim you have yet to call, together with those that you've already called, that's what you would have to call up. So the amount of kruim that we're going to have in the second sefer, if we had three in the first, would be four in the seven. In other words, four in the second. In other words, as far as the past is concerned, everything was fine. As far as the future is concerned, we'll have to lean from this new sefer Torah. Now the assumption here is that we found the mistake at the end of Aliyah. In other words, Ben Gavra LaGavra. What happens? Say that this is true. You found the mistake, Ben Gavra LaGavra. But the mistake you realize was in something you've already lained. The mashmos of the Mechaber is that you go back to the place of the mistake. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not so. Because since we're paskening the Bidi Evid, we rely on the Shita that even laning from a Sefer Torah that's pasul is alright, then Bidi Evid, the psukim I laned, including the toss and the ones after the toss, I was Yotza already. Since Bidi Evid, we're relying on that Shita, you don't have to go back to where the mistake was, but you can go back to the place you stopped. So this is Lamaisa. What happens if you find at the end of an Aliyah, the Baal Korah looks back and says, you know something? It was a bit funny when I was laying, but I just realized it. There's a mistake here. You'll take out another Sefer Torah. You will not have to start from anything you've already laid. So if it happens after Shlishi, you take out another Sefer Torah and you begin from Revi, as if everything up until that point was fine, because Bidi Evid, we are somach on that sheet as a Rishonim, that you are allowed to lane from a Sefer Torah that is pasul. Now, so much for the halacha where it happens at the end of the Aliyah Ben Gavra LaGavra. The problem is, what happens if a mistake is found in the middle of somebody's Aliyah? What do you do there? What's the problem? The problem is that we have a machlokis rishonim as to what to do in a case where the mistake is found in the middle of an aliyah. Do we say that, all right, what you laned already was bidi evid? That was done already. For lechatchila, what's now? You'll have to take out a new Sefer Torah and you'll have to lane from that. And then you make a bracha on the new Sefer Torah. And you don't even have to make a bracha rishona. We'll see this soon. But you'll make your bracha achrona, the bracha achareo, you'll make in the new Sefer Torah. That's one day. There's another day, there is the shita of the Mardechi, that if you've laned, and you laned an apostle of Sefer Torah, you can finish that aliyah, make the bracha achareo, in the middle of that aliyah itself, alachis, you can finish in the Sefer Torah that is pasul, and he can make a bracha on the Sefer Torah that is pasul. There's no problem. The question is, how do we paskin? So Lamaisa, we'll see what the Machaber says about it, and we'll see what the Ramah says about it. The Mishnah Brura here already lets us know that we will follow the Shita of the Ramah, who makes something of a Pshara. And it goes as follows. Let's say, in the first Sefer Torah, you called up as many people as you called up, and this particular Ola has already lain three Psukim. In theory, he could just say Birkas HaTorah now, and that's it. With the condition that this is a place you're allowed to stop. So it's not, for example, two psukim before a psuch or a stuma. Let's say the place where you discover the mistake is in a fourth pasuk from the beginning of the kriya of this particular ola. So he's already lain three psukim. It's a place that you're allowed to stop. The Ramah sheet is going to be that here we rely on the Mardechi, we have him say a bracha achareha after his three psukim, and then take out a Sefer Torah, a new Sefer Torah for the next Ola. This is the Shitas HaRamah that will rely on the Mardechi in such a situation. However, in a situation where you cannot end the Kriya over here, because either you haven't lain three psukim yet, or you've already lain three psukim, but this is not a place that you're allowed to stop, because, for example, you only have two psukim before a psukim in front of you. We already learned that you're not allowed to end within two psukim, with fewer than three psukim ahead until the psukim or stuma. In that case, the halacha will be that we will not rely on the mardchi. We'll take out another sefer Torah, continue laning from where the mistake was found, and when you finish the aliyah, then he'll make his bracha achareha. With regard to a bracha rishona, does this Ola have to make another bracha rishona on the other Sefer Torah? Now, in Svara, the halacha was that if someone gets an aliyah and they show him where the kriya is and they really made a mistake, the kriya is in a different amud that wasn't open in front of him. So we learned the halacha is that he's got to say the bracha over again, because he only had das for what was there, not for something that's in a whole different place. That being the case, kolshken, if you're talking about a whole different Sefer Torah, kolshken that you should have to make a new bracha rishona. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that the original bracha rishona was good for a different Sefer Torah too. Why is that? We say that the bracha is not for the physical klaf and dio, for this particular sefer, the gvil and the dio, this particular sefer Torah and what's written on it. It is for the parsha. If they showed you the wrong parsha, then your bracha wasn't chal because you made a bracha on the wrong parsha. But if my kavana was for this parsha, it's for this parsha regardless of which sefer Torah they're going to be laning it from. So halacha lemaisa. What we say is, if it's possible to stop over here, because you've already lain three psukim and this is a place that you can stop, let him just make his bracha achreah and then take out another Sefer Torah. If you cannot stop here, then this is the achreah of the Ramah. If you cannot stop here, then continue. Stop, take out a Sefer Torah, continue laning till the end of the aliyah for this Ola, and let him make a bracha achreah right afterwards. Now, aside from that, the Mishnah Brura mentions that the Achronim write that if it's possible, without too much tirchat zibura, to call up Shiva Kruim in the second Sefer Torah, that would be better. It could be that with regard to this, since you do have the possibility of making seven aliyahs of the people that are going to be laning from the Sefer Torah kosher, it could be that this we consider something of a lechatchila. Meaning, we are only somach on laning from Apostle Sefer Torah B'di'eved. Since you do have this opportunity, then perhaps it's still called lechatchila. That's only if it's not going to be too much tircha d'tzibura. If it is, then what we are somach on the Ikar Adin, which is we follow the hachra of the Ramah, and that is that if you can stop here, let him make the bracha achre, and then take out a Sefer Torah, and count the original kruim that were ola, and continue counting with the new ones. If it's a place that you cannot stop, then take out a new Sefer Torah. You don't make another bracha. He makes a bracha at the end of it, and once again, we count all of the people that have already been ola, together with the people that are going to get an aliyah. Now, what happens if he made the bracha and you find a mistake before you leaned anything. What happens if he made the bracha and you're about to start and then the Baal Korah realizes there's a mistake here? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a Yesh Omrim, some who hold that the bracha he said initially was never chal on anything. Nothing was leaned yet. Since the bracha wasn't chal, there are some who hold that he's going to have to make a new bracha when you take out the next Sefer Torah. Lahalacha, it doesn't sound from the Mishnah Berurah that he paskins that way, but he says, ein limchos, don't protest in such a situation if a person feels like making another bracha. So, once again, halacha lamaisa. The Machaber tells us that if you found a mistake, you take out another Sefer Torah, and you start from wherever you stopped in the first one, and we count the aliyas in the first Sefer Torah as well, to the minion of Shiver Kurim or Shlosha Kurim during the week, or four on Rosh Chodesh and five on Yantiv, and so on. Whereas the Ramah makes a pshara and says that if it happened in the middle of an aliyah, then we differentiate between a place that you can stop, where we just have the Ola make his bracha achareho there, as opposed to a place you cannot stop, where we would take out the other Sefer Torah, continue laning, and have him make the bracha achareho only at the end of the aliyah.